Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 14, The Day of Judgment, Matthew 25:34. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Revelation 20:15. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:7-8. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. End of verses. Throughout Scripture, we see the theme of God's righteous judgment. Sometimes his judgment is seen clearly in this life, such as with Noah and the flood in Genesis 6-9. Often his judgment is reserved for after this life, such as with the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16:19-31. We all deserve God's wrath, since we all have sinned, per chapter 3. There will be a day when God will render to each one according to his works, per Romans 2:6. But there is great news. God has set up an amnesty program. Through faith in Jesus and through his death on the cross, your sins can be forgiven, so you will not be condemned on the day of judgment. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. End of verses. Do not wait for the day of judgment to try to get right with God. It will be too late. 2 Corinthians 6:2, Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. End of verse. If you aren't already a follower of Jesus or aren't sure about your salvation, then see chapter 16, What Must I Do to Be Saved? You must believe in Jesus to escape condemnation. John 3:18, Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Acts 4:12, And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. End of verse. For further reflection, Daniel 12:2, Everlasting life or everlasting contempt? Matthew 25:31-46, The sheep and the goats. Luke 16:19-31, The rich man and Lazarus. John 5:21-30, The resurrection of life or judgment. Romans 2:5-8, The day of wrath. 1 Timothy 2:1-4, God wants all people to be saved. 2 Peter 2:4-9, If God did not spare angels. 2 Peter 3:1-13, The day of the Lord will come. 1 John 4:17-18, Confidence on the day of judgment. Revelation 20:11-15, The final judgment.